Sounds like Congregation Beth Torah. I'm Marv. It's Friday, September 26th, 2008. On our August 8th program, Rabbi Levin told us about new efforts in Reform Judaism to increase Shabbat awareness and observance. We wanted to know how you bring Shabbat into your life and celebrate it as a special and holy day. Earlier this week, I called Beth Torah member Jan and asked her what she does.
What I do to observe Shabbat and make it a very special day in my week is really very simple. I have made it a habit since the first of the year to go to Friday night services. I go almost every week. There are a few weeks I don't make it, but I try to go every week. So I do that, and that kicks it off. But then the other thing that I do is I don't work. And that may sound like a little thing, but I own my own business, and it's a home-based business, so I can work. You know, the wonderful thing is I can make my own hours. The terrible thing is I can make my own hours, so I can work 24/7. And before I started observing Shabbat, I tended to work a lot on the weekends. And now I know, and my clients know, that I don't work on Saturday. And the interesting thing about that has been how easy it is once you get past that first month. That first month, you're twitchy. You know, I didn't check email. The world's collapsing. After a little while, you realize the world is not going to collapse if you don't check your email. The deadlines still get hit. And the really wonderful thing that I've found now that I've been doing it for a while is that when I go back to work, which typically is a lot of times on a Sunday, I'm refreshed. My brain is working better because it's had a day off. So that's what I do. I go to services and I don't work.
Did it just happen? Was there a moment where you said, I have to observe Shabbat? How did it come about?
It's really very interesting. I was in High Holy Day services. I think like a lot of members of the congregation, I went to services fairly regularly when my children were of bat mitzvah age and we had to go to get them ready for their bat mitzvah. Other than that, I went to High Holy Days. And now and then I'd show up for a Friday night or a Saturday morning. Didn't go very often. But at one of the High Holy Day, it would have been a Yom Kippur, Rabbi Harris did a sermon where she was talking about living your life according to the Jewish calendar and getting the rhythm of Jewish life into your life. And as she talked, it had a lot of appeal to me, but the time just didn't feel right. And I sort of mulled it over. Her sermon never left my head. And it was probably, I bet, 2 years after she did that sermon when I finally decided, okay, the time is right. I do have an opportunity now to start observing Shabbat. The kids were a little older. I didn't feel like I had to be at home all the time. I felt like I could carve out some special time of the week for me. And another great thing about it has been my children sometimes now choose to come with me to services, so it's become special time for me, but it's also become special time with them. I think one of the greatest benefits that I've found out of observing Shabbat by going to Friday night services and not working on Saturday is that it feels like a gift to me. I work really hard all week, and I know that on Friday night, all I have to do is show up at the synagogue. Somebody else has made dinner. There's things to nosh. There are people that I have become friends with that I didn't know when I started. It's a very warm, inviting community of people. So I like going. I like seeing my friends. I like having a nosh. I love sitting there for the services. And then I love driving home. It's still early. It's like 8 o'clock. And I know I have all of Saturday where I don't have to worry about business work. So for me, it's just been very refreshing.
What do you do, or could you do, to celebrate Shabbat? Let us know, BethTorahPodcast@gmail.com, or find other contact information at beth-torah.org. Thanks for listening, and if you enjoy these programs, please tell a friend.